The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Off the Record with Chicago Line is brought to you by Bahamas First, General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, Tampa General Hospital, and Wendy's.
Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. It is my hope that you are doing very well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us if you're in the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. Yesterday, August 19th, for many, many people, that might not mean a whole lot. We know July 10th. We know May 10th. January 10th, sorry. We know... You know, we have some dates in our heads that we solidify. But for lots of people, despite those who don't know, August 19th is a significant date. It is. And I'll explain why. If you are 100 years old today, In 1992, you were 66 years old, right? And if you were 90 today, you would have been 56 years old in 1992. If you were 80, you would have been 46 years old. If you were 70, you would have been 36 years old if you're 70. If you're 60 or near it, like I am, I'll be 59 come September. You would have been 26. I was 25 years old in 1992. If you were 50, you would have been 16 years old in 1992. Think about this for a moment. If you were 50 years old today, in 1992, you were 16. If you're 40, you would have been 6. If you're 30, you wouldn't even have been around. So thousands and thousands and thousands of people were not around in 1992. Thousands of people. That's right. May 10th is also a significant day for people because of the sinking of the HMVS Flamingo. But August 19th, 1992, for people who had come to a consciousness about the social, political, and economic happenings of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, for them, 1992, August 19th, was a significant day. I was in my mid-20s. And I was very conscious of the political happenings in the Bahamas, very conscious of the economic circumstances of the Bahamas, very conscious of the social happenings of the Bahamas, very conscious of the cultural happening, as was everyone my age and older. Many people my age and older were. So maybe it'd be helpful for some who don't know anything about this, for us who know, to talk about the Bahamas that existed prior to 1992, but particularly as it relates to the political concerns of the Bahamas. Those of you who could remember, you could weigh in with me. See, what the Bahamas was like prior to August 19, 1992, and nobody need to tell me, because I lived it as a young adult. And I lived it as a young adult with much more mature adults who were abundantly nearer to the situation and much more informed about the situation than I was. And one of them was my late mother, Naomi Seymour, because she was a staple in the political arena of the Bahamas, long standing in the PLPA for a time, and then in the Free National Movement for a time. So I saw many things up close and personal, through her eyes, her experience, her knowledge, and through my own. The Bahamas of 1992, prior to August 19th, was a different Bahamas. It was a different Bahamas. When you got up in the morning, when you wanted to listen to the news on radio, there was only one way to do that. Oh, you couldn't turn on Guardian Radio. You couldn't turn on 100 Jams. You couldn't turn on Love 97. You couldn't turn on all these stations. Y'all know them. In Nassau, in New Providence, in Grand Bahama, some in Exum, in Lelouch. You couldn't do it. There was only ZNS owned by the government of the Bahamas, and you got what the government of the Bahamas wanted to tell you. The PLP made sure of that. You ain't hearing no bad news about them on that station. In the Bahamas I grew up in, prior to 1992, every election God sent. You know what you used to watch? Somebody text me and tell me what used to be the feature on the only television station you could watch in New Providence and any other island except Grand Bahama. Tell me what you want to watch when you turned on ZNS Channel 13, because that's the only way you were going to watch anything. Tell me what you used to watch. Somebody tell me. What you used to watch? You got it? Roots. Every election time, you're going to be featured too. Roots. How them white people were treating them black people, how they were dealing with them slaves, oh sugar, because you know election time, racial discrimination and prejudice and issues was gonna be featured as a part of why you should vote PLP. See everybody who know, shoot, roots. Y'all remember, I don't lie. We used to watch Roots and go back to school, and every little white Bahamian child you saw, oh my gosh, poor children. Some of them get beat up. I ain't tell y'all no lie, some of them got beat up. In the Bahamas, I grew up in pre-August 19, 1992. The government officials were not just government officials, they were lords in the Bahamas. You don't say nothing about them, you don't dare cross them, and you get up on any radio station. But first of all, you don't have no radio station to get up on and talk about them. And if you did get up on a radio station and talk about them, dog eat your lunch. Don't nobody text me, call me, talk me, no Chivago, not so. I lived that in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I lived it, saw it up close, saw grown men crying weeping because of what had been done to them because they were on the wrong side of the political divide. You dare not speak up against the government in those days. Some did, though. Some did, and they paid a price for it. I remember when the FNM had a convention in Freeport, Grand Bahama in 1991. I was one of the speakers, and I spoke. And I remember getting a call saying, boy, you will never get a scholarship in the Bahamas. You will never get a job in the Bahamas, so forth, so forth. I remember that. I was told that. Darren Cash, who was in a PLP convention and spoke up against the PLP in a PLP convention, had to be escorted out by the police for his own safety. The FNM, the speech I gave in Grand Bahama, the FNM played at its national convention, replayed at its national convention in Nassau on television, and it got cut off in the middle of the thing because it was on ZNS, and it got cut off. And I remember, because my mother told me, the late Irvin Knowles said, he called the leadership of the PLP and told them, you all gonna explain why you all cut that young man off. Told my mother that. I only tell you what my mother told me. I was a young man, so you know, I know Irvin Knowles like that. That's the Bahamas we lived in. I lived in the Bahamas where SIB came to my mother to interview my mother because they said my mother threatened Selinda. My mother. The Bahamas was a different place then. This political freedom you have to get on the radio, cuss whoever you want to cuss, tell Barbara who you want to talk, but criticize the prime minister, criticize the... That did not exist prior to August 19, 1992. Life was not like that in the Bahamas. In the Bahamas I grew up in, I watched this. I watched Bahamas Air be held up and delayed while it waited for some cabinet minister's car to the front door of Bahamas Air to get on Bahamas Air. They wouldn't dare leave before that. Not a possible chance. What? I lived in the Bahamas prior to August 19, 1992. A connected janitress could make a call on you and you could lose your job. You crossed her. That's the Bahamas I lived in prior to 1992. I lived in the Bahamas where, in the family islands, development was non-existent. Basic infrastructure, non-existent. Notwithstanding that the Progressive Liberal Party had been in office for 25 consecutive years, representing all of those items, they lacked basic electricity in many areas. Roads, I mean, campaigning prior to 1992, August 19, was a nightmare because you gotta jump on a truck and ride over them rough, rocky roads trying to get to communities. That was the Bahamas we lived in prior to August 19, 1992. BC, BTC, Batelco. Now, oh man, come on, you ain't waking inside them organizations unless you were connected in those days. Wasn't happening. No, sir, you think political people have power today. You ain't seeing power unless you know the power that existed in the politics of 1992. It's a different place. It's a different place, that August, that Bahamas prior to August 19, 1992. It had improved in many ways from the days of the Bay Street Boys and the UVP, so-called, but in many ways it had changed. Some institutions had been improved, education had been improved. So in many ways it had improved. But man, let me tell you something: the governorship of the Bahamas that or in that time, the politicians and politics of the Bahamas in prior to August 19, 1992, those of us who were traveling abroad were featured oftentimes. People asking us, well, why are you all such drug dealers down there in the Bahamas? And why are your government so corrupt? And blah, 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 blah. On the news and these kinds of things, this is what we were featured to. Leading up to August 19, 1992, unemployment in the Bahamas had arrived at almost 15%. Youth unemployment was over 40%. The fiscal circumstances of the Bahamas was terrible. The foreign reserves of the Bahamas had reached a critical point of questioning whether or not we could sustain our dollar parity with the US dollar. Bahamas government floated a $125 million bond, and that bond could not be taken up and fully subscribed. The Bahamas of August 19, 1992 was a different place. Different place. Different place. You couldn't watch cable television in Nassau, New Providence in them days. Cable television. The only place in the Bahamas you could watch cable television was in Freeport, Grand Bahama. Freeport. Not Grand Bahama. Freeport. East End, West End. No, sir. You had to come to Freeport, Grand Bahama to watch cable television. Other than that, you ran home after school and you waited for the snowflake to get off the screen for ZNet to kick in. You first started watching Sesame Street. And then you watch whatever other shows you would watch. And then later on, when election time is coming, you just can get the whole Roots series. Are we going to take a break? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivab Lang, your host. I want to rest you all the way in because I live in this Bahamas. You all live too. Don't just listen to me. We'll be back after this break. Take my hand, come take my hand.
Spicing things up this summer with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger. A hot, juicy beef patty topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite brings bold flavor that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger. Available for a limited time only.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
At Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger, the action is hotter, and the excitement never stops. We're giving away thousands in cash and free spins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From spin-off to spin rush to our high-energy slot race tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group, informing, entertaining, entertaining and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back to school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to C Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We're talking about August 19th. Yesterday was a significant day. Some people might have missed it, but it was it. Right? And I'm trying to get to tell you why. Right? Life was different in the Bahamas prior to August 19th, 1992, in many, many ways. Many, many ways. Different. Different in a bad way, too. Right? Sesame Street, Roots. You wanted to get your voice out there? You ought to pray that their lordships would allow you on that nest to do it. Because that's the only way you can do it for most of the Bahamas. You only could get it on set now. You know, flipping around all these stations now, playing cute about, you could watch this and watch that or listen to this and listen to that. You got internet now, and you could go on the internet and do your internet thing and have that kind of luxury in 1992, August 19th. No, sir. Life is different then. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, how you doing?
Hello.
Yes, I'm listening to you. I'm listening.
Boy, Mr. Lang, if you could hear me, you sound so far away.
But anyway,
you
always say that, but that's your side of things. That's not us.
What it is, but anyway, it's maybe Alive or BTC.
Yeah, could be.
I remember 1992 so well. On that day, I believe all PLPs and FNM had gotten tired of Mr. Finland and his cronies, and the time come for him to go home. And that day, I remember up on top of Hawkins Hill, PL was by a little pub called Strawn's Place. A.D. Hanna, Algernon Allen, C.H. Smith, and a lot of people who everybody knew were old PLPs were up there waiting to go to Mackey Street because the fanfare was supposed to start that evening on Mackey Street. And then we went to Mackey Street around about 7:30. And it was like the whole country was on Mackey Street. And they were waiting for Mr. Hubert Ingram to come from the airport away he was coming from to pull up to Mackey Street. And the people went almost insane that night. You couldn't get to Mackey Street. I had to park by Donald Davis School to walk to F&M headquarters just to get down there to see what was going on.
At the end of the day, it
started to rain. God bless the Bahamas that night. It rained like it never rained before. I remember that. I was 34 years old, Mr. Lang. Have a good day.
Yeah. Thank you, Sparky. Appreciate it. Yeah. So I'm going to read this text and then we can get to the switch. It says, the politicians of the day, for the most part, conducted themselves like gentlemen and ladies who understood that they were being watched, not nearly as closely as technology allows us today. For example, they took their losses with a smile and handshake and went home. Okay. All right. This text says August 19, 1992 was like the second Emancipation Day, emancipation from mental slavery. I we can talk about that. That's a great point. Say Roots, Sesame Street, Sierra, and cats and dogs. So I'm trying to tell people why August 19 was so significant. So The way people lived prior to August 19, 1992 was like we had lordships in the Bahamas in our political leadership, and they were powerful and they were not easy when it came to opposing them. Opposing the Progressive Liberal Party was a kind of a social suicide, kind of business suicide, kind of economic suicide. And for many, many, many people, it was very difficult to live under certain circumstances where you were a known opponent of the Progressive Liberal Party, whose emotional capture of the population, large numbers of the population, was significant. Okay. The FNM contested the elections repeatedly and lost. Cecil Wallace Whitfield, that great champion of democracy and the founder of the Free National Movement, along with others, fought for change in the Bahamas, warned about the kind of leadership the Bahamas was having, and did all they could do. 72 came? No. 77 came? No. 82 came? No. 87 came? No. And 87, they thought they had it. The FNM thought, we can do it this time. Big crowds at the rallies. People sick and tired of what they were being told was a corrupt government. With international scandal, the economy was terrible, and so forth and so forth. So the FNM went to the 87 election thinking, yeah, we got this one. And to this day, there are FNMs who will tell you that was stolen from them. Ingram will tell you different, but they will tell you that. Lots of FNMs will tell you that. Right? And the FNM, and I'm leading up to something. The FNM's leadership. Cecil Wallace Whitfield. And those decided, listen, if you want to win, you got to do something different. You got to do what you need to do to win. You need to be able to attract more than even we've been able to attract. You have to find someone to capture the imagination of the population and get us over the hump. And they decided, the FNM decided. The FNM leadership, Cecil Wallace Whitfield, Isaacs, and others decided we would be former PLP chairman kicked out of his party for his moral stance on issues, and we are going to invite him to join the party and assume the leadership of the party, and they go and get one young Hubert Alexander Ingram, a former cabinet minister in the PLP, a former mentee of Sir Lyndon Binley. And they went and got him, made him leader of the Free National Movement. And lo and behold, an occasion arose because Sir Cecil Wallace Whitfield regrettably passed away. And therefore, his seat became vacant in Marco City and caused the need for a by-election. This would be the first testing ground for young Hubert Alexander Ingram, new leader of the Free National Movement. I'm going to tell you all something. Cecil Wallace Whitfield gave my mother a poinciana tree as a gift to her. She planted it in my yard, right in front of the house. I'm gonna tell you no lie, it grew into a V. V. Tell you no lie, it grew into a V. Hubert Alexander Ingram contested that by election, and you don't typically win by elections against no sitting government. And you was a first-time leader of the Free National Movement, and you going against a juggernaut of a leader in Sir Lyndon and a powerful PLP governing party with all the trappings of government at its disposal to influence the election outcome. I remember I was there. I was in Marco City. I remember they brought down the whole Christian Council. Poor Christian Council. We ain't seen the Christian Council down in Grand Bahama before that time. Once they come down to, but by election talking, but they come to pray for peace. And as sure as night followed day, David Thompson, the Free National Movement's candidate in that by election, won, and Hubert Alexander won his first political victory as leader of the Free National Movement. And it would set the stage for a mashup of the Progressive Liberal Party on August 19, 1990, August 19, 1992. And I will never forget what Hubert Alexander Ingram said to the people of the Bahamas during the course of that election campaign in 1992. He said, the people who are in government, who you elect, you don't work for them, they work for you. He said, they work for you. And sometimes you got to change them just to remind them that they work for you. I remember he talked about the lack of transparency, how government was signing deals and writing heads of agreements and never exposing the public to them. And he promised that if he became prime minister, that every heads of agreement he would lay in the house of us on the table of the House of Assembly, and make public so that the public would know. And that's why when he got elected, he said, no, on the opening of Parliament, he ain't gonna be in the dark. We can have government in the sunshine. And the first time the government ever had the opening of Parliament in the open square was after August 19, 1992. And yes, Mr. Ingram bought in a level of mental emancipation from this sense of duty and obligation to those who led you, subservience to those who led you, to understanding, no, they are our servants. They work for us. And August 19th, after August, airwaves got freed up. They had pirate radio. People used to stand on the line on one day in March trying to get the car license, all kind of people wrap up on long lines waiting just to get the car license. And Mr. Ingram says, stop that non-license. You license your car on your birthman. Clear that mess up. Start putting all kind of infrastructure in the family islands, cleaning up Nassau, making sure people understood in the world that the Bahamas was open for clean business, good business. Went on international trips to attract investments, got approved Saul Kirzner against the objection of the Progressive Liberal Party at the time, and Saul Kirzner's Atlantis changed the economic fortune of the Bahamas in so many ways. And he did so well in that first term, so well, that while In 1992, he won 33 seats to the Progressive Liberal Party's 16 seats. It was a pickup of 17 seats from 1987 for the Free National Movement. The Progressive Liberal Party lost 15 seats. He got 55.15% of the votes that were cast in the election that year. And the turnout was in the high 80s. Turnout was in the high 80s, almost 90%. In 97, because of how well he had done, the people of the Bahamas gave him 34 seats. He picked up one. And by the way, he had reduced the number of seats in the country. He reduced the number of seats. And he picked up 57.7% of the votes cast in that election. Increased his voter popularity in that election. And the rest is history. After that, for years and years and years, all we did was change governments. Changed government in 2002, 2007, 2012, 2017, 2021, and then now with the Davis administration, first time in a long time, we had two consecutive terms. August 19 will never, ever cease to be a significant day in the life of many, many people who lived in the Bahamas prior to August 19, 1992. I lie, oh, I lie. I mean, maybe some progressive Liberal Party supporters, anyone don't want to celebrate it. I suspect some may, but it is a significant day. 25 years of consecutive governance by the Progressive Liberal Party. People thought it would never end. There were some who thought they would always, always be political lords of the Bahamas. But no, not so. So the Free National Movement continued from August 19th, 1992, to honor that day on August 19th in successive years. And they did so yesterday. And yesterday, they heard from the man who ushered the Free National Movement into its first term of governance, the man who was the longest serving leader of the Free National Movement, and the man who was under the Free National, as head of the Free National Movement, Prime Minister of the Bahamas for 15 non-consecutive years. I heard from the Right Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram yesterday, and he had some significant things to say yesterday. When we come back from the break, I will cause you to remember or to be in the know about some of the things he had to say. But let's read some of your texts. Or a guy that people say roots, roots. Y'all remember. You can be sure to get that roots, boy. It was yesterday. They had a function yesterday. They had something yesterday. I spoke to folk who were going to it yesterday. It happened yesterday. Not today, yesterday. Yes, it did. This text is, I'm seeing a Tribune photo of Paul Adley walking to his car, 1977 election, he lost, end of story. This text is, my friend, beautiful show as always, the static is an issue, right? Is there a static producer? As I'm not hearing that from anybody else. This text is, good afternoon, Zhivago. Apparently, some allegedly made a call to Cable Bahamas to quiet you. Really? Really? Guardian Radio, at least for me, has been off air for the past 20 minutes. Maybe some people don't want some of us to hear what you're saying, but I will go back and listen on the radio app. Why do you think that? No, I don't think somebody would call Cable Bahamas to quiet me. I don't think so at all. Says, good day, Zhivago. Interesting topic. I remember 19th August 1992. I was 25 years old at the time. The night of election, it started raining, as what I believe our Lord was cleansing our Bahamas. PM Ingram and FNM government was a breath of fresh air. We felt the freedom of speech as Mr. Ingram opened airwaves. We found new hope for our country, the Bahamas. Okay. It's Texas, yes, government in the sunshine. That's what it was. Says, laugh out loud, Zhivago. Remember one radio and television station with the one thing you could count on, and that was before every election, Roots would be played. See, I ain't lie, right? Remember, if you wish to work at any government department or agency, you needed a letter from your MP, yes? And don't forget those dark days of a country for sale. In fact, when I came to office in 1997, people had so become accustomed to that, people were coming to me and said, Mr. Lang, I want a letter to take to this place and the next place to try and get a job. I said, Mr. Ingram, but these people are asking me for letter to take. Oh, boy. Say, can't hear you. Program off air. Said, producer. Dwight. It depends on what you're listening on now. If you're listening on cable or something, I don't know. I can only do, the producer ain't saying nothing to me, so I think we okay. Says it was a mix and mingle last night. Yeah, it was a mix and mingle, but it was a mix and mingle in honor on August 1992, I think. The Guardian Radio has been full of static and inaudible for past 3 weeks. But it can't be inaudible, because all the people who call it me, telling me what they're listening to and hearing, can't be inaudible. Now, it depends on what you are listening on, and that could be a problem. This person is saying to me, Zhivago, you are loud and clear on cable app. See? So you guys, you can't confuse me, right? You have to think first. Maybe it's my source of listening. Because that is oftentimes the producer would not allow me to continue going on if there was some issue with the studio. He wouldn't do it. But where you are hearing it, it definitely could be an issue. That's for sure. This says, if people want to listen, go to Guardian.com. Exactly. That's what I do. Go to Guardian.com. If you want to make sure you can listen. This says, good day. Yes, Mr. Lang, I'm listening to your show on my phone and the status is bad. I have to keep turning my phone. Yeah, I don't know. This person says, I listen on my iPod nowadays. Okay. Inaudible on radio. Dwight, you hear that? You all are inaudible on radio? All right, ladies and gentlemen, this says I'm streaming via phone and it sounds like you're in my ear. Perfect. Okay, see? What you want me to do? We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, for news. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. Lots to say, lots to say. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand, everybody.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job. Name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700, Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing today. Some conditions apply. RF. Money at work.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group, informing, entertaining, and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you can join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Someone says, good day, Miss Day. Yes, Lang, I'm listening to your show on my phone. Okay, I think I read that before, but let me read the rest of these for you. Good day, Mr. Lang. In my car, you are loud and clear. This text says you are clear. So listening on TuneIn and you're perfectly clear, says that person. So it depends, folks. So this a couple of things I want to remind you of. Power outages certainly may be affecting some reception in some areas by some modes. Secondly, let me also indicate to you that there is a transmitter issue. It says it depends on what part of the island you are on. You won't be able to hear on the radio due to transmitter not at 100%. So you have to listen on the app online is what I'm being told to tell you. Someone says all other radio stations are fine. Yeah, but they don't have our transmitters. And so that's why we're saying to you, use the app. That's the one, right? But people, we're checking on it to see what the actual issue is. This text says, Zhivago, when I was on vacation, I too couldn't hear you on the radio. I had to listen from my online app. Thanks. And that's what they're saying to you. Go to the app. Go to the app. That's my go-to. I go to the app anytime, actually. I don't do it otherwise. Say there does seem to be a problem on Table Bahamas as well. I am hearing. Okay, so I have a guest coming up at 1:30. So I want to bring this home for you. So Mr. Ingram gave a short speech yesterday at whatever the function was the FNM had in commemoration of, I believe, August 19, 1992. And this is what he said. He said, "Fellow FNM." Thursday, August 19th is an important date for the FNM and for the Bahamas. It was on this day 34 years ago that the people of the Bahamas in overwhelming numbers voted for the first time to elect the FNM as government. This was after the voters had rejected the party in four consecutive general elections, 1977, 1982, and 1987, during which the party was led consecutively by Cecil Wallace Whitfield and Kendall Isaacs. He said the party was especially disappointed by its 1987 electoral defeat given the poor economic state of the country, the fallout of the 1984 Commission of Inquiry into drug trafficking throughout our country, and the apparent wide-scale support of the population for the FNM at rallies around the country. By 1990, the leaders of the party decided that as they wanted to win the government at the next general election and to do so, they needed to reach outside the party's membership and support base and recruit me as its political leader. Both Cecil Wallace Whitfield and Kendall Isaacs supported and agitated for me to join the FNM. They believed and accepted that regardless to how suitable, qualified they were for the job, the party needed something else if it was to gain the necessary traction with the Bahamian people. And the deputy leader of the party, Orville Turnquest, also shared their belief. I agreed to come on board. All 16 FNM members of parliament and all members of FNM Central counted for it. There was no opposition, no dissent. The party had determined that to win the government, all hands had to be on deck, and as they say, or had to be on deck, as they say. And they needed me to lead it, so the public opinion said. I joined the party and became a full-time, unsalaried political leader. We moved our party headquarters to Markey Street to a building we bought the first time ever. We won the 1990 by-election to fill the seat of the party's historic founder and leader in Marcos City, Grand Bahama. It earned me the moniker, the Livery Boy. We were united. That is important. We visited and campaigned everywhere. We settled on our message and our messengers. We held rallies in the alleys. We campaigned on the street corners. We talked to everyone and we won. The spirit of 1992 was special. It is a spirit that the party must today recapture. It is a spirit of can do, of yes, we can. Importantly, in government, we implemented our campaign promises. We changed the narrative and today's modern Bahamas was set in train. Among our many accomplishments, we freed the radio airwaves from government monopoly and liberalized communications. Two appointed three women to cabinet, Dumont, Boswick, Moxie, and later Moxie Ingram, for the first time in 20 years. Three, we replaced the Immovable Properties Act and replaced it with the International Persons Landholding Act and created Bahamas Investment Authority. 4, introduce gavel-to-gavel coverage of the proceedings of the House of Assembly on television. 5, oversaw an uptick in the economy and tourism, financial services and agriculture, agribusiness, and in maritime industries. 6, introduced elected local government in the Family Islands, 1996, and reduced the size of parliament in the number of constituencies from 49 to 38. People don't forget that. Public was so pleased with our government that 5 years later, they overwhelmingly re-elected us. We won even more seats, 34 to 40, and a greater percentage of the votes, 57.2%, not 55%. We continued to develop and to modernize the country. For example, we completed the electrification of all populated centers of the Bahamas, reduced infant mortality from 20 per 1,000 live births in 1992 to 14 by 2001, began the New Providence Infrastructure Improvement Program to improve traffic control and enhance infrastructure in New Providence in 2001, introduced the minimum wage, increased the number of government housing subdivisions in New Providence, built the second bridge to Paradise Island, reduced unemployment levels among men and women, grew the economy and measurably improved incomes, housing, and standard of living for tens of thousands. Notwithstanding our good record in government, by 2002, with upheaval over constitutional reform and a change in leadership of the party, which created fractures in the party, we lost the election. Pity, because the new leader of the party was, in my opinion, excellent, qualified, and experienced. 3 years later, the party and supporters were anxious to regain the government, and they cajoled me to return to service. That they did, and we went on to win the 2007 general elections. Notwithstanding his disappointment, Tommy fully supported my return to leadership. He became the number 3 man in the government and one of my go-to men on policy and programs. Among so many programs undertaken in our term in office, we introduced the prescription drug program, put in place unemployment benefit on the NIV plan, ended barging of water from Andres to Nassau, expanded Arawak Key, and caused the development of Arawak Development Port, moving commercial cargo shipping from downtown Nassau. By 2012, the party had again fallen into disunity with objection to the privatization of BTC, the road program, and the formation of the DNA. So we lost the 2012 general election. Still 5 years later, in 2017, the party led by Dr. Hubert Minnis won the overwhelming majority of voters who were convinced that the FNM was the better national party, political party to provide leadership and development for the country. The development of the Port of Nassau, the solution to the solid waste disposal nightmare in New Providence, and the rebirth of the South Eleuthera economy as a result are testaments to FNM's success in government under Dr. Minnis. The FNM in government transformed the Bahamas. We did as we promised. We completed electrification of the Family Islands. We liberalized communication. Today, we have multiple radio stations. We have 2 telephone companies, BTC and Cable, and 2 cell companies, BTC and Alive. We have cellular telephone service countrywide. We have an internet access throughout the country. We made BEC profitable. We made BEC profitable and graduated it from government subsidies and loans, a company able to stand on its own feet. We improved healthcare, reducing infant mortality. We tackled traffic congestion in New Providence, giving our capital island one of the most modern and sophisticated road networks in the Caribbean. Today, the country's international airport in Nassau, like the Nassau seaport, are things of beauty. The FNM won 4 out of the 8 general elections held since 1987. Clearly, the FNM is an entity that is acceptable to the Bahamian people as a government. When the FNM offers acceptable programs, credible messengers, and inspiring leadership, it wins elections. So there is nothing magical that has to be done for us to win again. But first, we must determine that we want to win. We must have a common goal. We must have a common message. We must be united in our resolve to win. And we must convince the public that we care about them and not just ourselves. And we must be credible. Today, we must stop the backbiting and complaining. We lost in 2026, and we lost badly, even losing some deposits. Accept it. Public did not want what we offered. So let's get busy preparing to win the next time. Let's find all the FNMs who have strayed or gone silent. Bring them back from their scattered places and unite for us to win again. Bring back their children and bring others who may not been with us before. Bring them all into our enlarged FNM tent and let's win next time. When our record in government is compared to our opponents, we do very well. FNM governance has been good for the Bahamas. Let's do it again. That was Hubert Alexander Ingram last night. On the occasion of celebrating 34 years since it, for the first time, the political party won office. A man whose knowledge, experience, and depth is unmatched to be able to say what he said. He indicated essentially that the FNM needed to do whatever it needed to do to win, to appeal to the population to win. It says, back up on Cable Bahamas. Okay, folks, so if you're listening on Cable Bahamas, we are back up and so you can listen. Okay? It's Texas. Wow, the FNM did much more as a government than I remembered. That what Ms. Ingram listed is not exhaustive. It's Texas, a word to the wise from Mr. Ingram, words for all, including the leader. This text says, good afternoon, please. I don't know what that is. It's something different. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. Let's pay our respects to our sponsors. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you can.
Stop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Centers. Buy four, get one free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back to school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back to school special. Restrictions apply.
Tell them.
Craving crispy? Meet the BK Bacon Ranch Crispy Chicken. A golden crunchy chicken filet topped with smoky bacon, creamy ranch, and all the flavor you're hungry for. It's crispy. It's savory. It's ranch-loaded deliciousness in every bite. Don't settle for an ordinary chicken sandwich. Head to Burger King and grab a BK Chicken Combo with onion rings and a drink. Make lunch loud. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group, informing, entertaining, and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. This text says, where can we find Ingram's speech from last night? Well, I know it's floating on Facebook, but I can send you it. If you want it, you say, I want it, I will send it to you because I have it. I think he said some additional things ad lib too. So if you get the audio of it, you might want to listen to it that way. This text says, Mr. Lang, when the FNM won the general election in 1992, it was a great feeling. I was a young man cementing my culinary career. The Bahamas felt a change that I couldn't explain, but I loved it. It was incredible, and we needed that change. That's a year I won't ever forget. And that's why the FNM celebrates it. It's a significant thing for the country. Today is Thursday, bro. What did I say, Wednesday? I've been saying Thursday the whole time, though. Did I say Wednesday just now? You all have to forgive me, man. I'm getting younger every single day. You know, when you get younger, you forget some stuff. All right? Okay, someone says, send me the speech. You know, I keep telling y'all, see, and I know when I speak negatively about the PLP, PLPs get mad with me. If I speak negatively about the FNM, FNMs get mad with me. If I speak positively about the PLP, they call me and say, boy, Lang, this is the best show you ever had, and so forth. But I believe in strong government, and I believe in strong oppositions. I believe in it. And I thank God for Cecil Wallace Whitfield and those who founded the Free National Movement. I thank God for them. I thank God for the Progressive Liberal Party in what it was able to do in wrestling the Bahamas from what it governed it before that. And I thank God the FNM wrestled the Bahamas from the PLP. I do. And I thank God that those changes made us a better country. Sometimes you have to change what you got because it ain't working, right? And no one who is in the Progressive, Prime Minister Davis or anyone else, can dispute that, because when they're in opposition, they were advocating for change. Well, I guess they thought change was necessary. Well, sometimes you're the person you want people to change to, and sometimes you're the person people want to be changed. And if you're not doing well, you should be changed. If you're doing well, people have a choice. They can keep you. Right? But you need options. And people need to be involved. People need to see the need to go out and vote every single time. Now, this nonsense talk about it don't make a difference. Of course, it makes a difference. The Bahamas of pre-1967 is not the same country. The Bahamas of post-1967 is not the same country it was pre-1967. The Bahamas pre-1992, August 19, was not the Bahamas pre-post August 1992, was not the same country it was pre-August 1992. It was a better country. It was a better country. It was made a better country. Because voting makes a difference. Voting makes a change. And so yes, I pray the FNM finds a leadership and finds the formula that it can do what it needs to do. That could be Mr. Pintar, that could be whatever it is, but I hope it does. And I hope it is competing hard so that the next time the election comes around, I pray that PLP is sweating, just like I pray the FNM is sweating, because the competition is strong. That's what I hope for. I don't want no weak opposition running against no government that's weak. I don't want a weak opposition running against a government that's strong. I want a strong opposition and a strong government. And if you have a strong opposition and a weak government, I hope the strong opposition win. That's what I hope for. You can get mad at me if you want. That's what should happen. You can imagine somebody trying to make the case to you that, you know what? you know, if the government weak and the opposition strong, the government should still win? Please. And I look like a fool. We should all want the best team possible to win the government. That's what we should want. Best team possible. And I pray God the opposition stays active. I pray it gets even more active. I pray it gets even sharper. I pray that it gets so sharp that the government feels that it cannot ignore when they ask it things. That's what I pray. Yeah. I pray that it gets so strong that a deputy prime minister of the Bahamas will find it difficult to say, oh, they're searching for relevance. I mean, it was an incorrect and absolutely incredulous statement to come from a deputy prime minister, but I pray he can say it because he'll know, oh, you know how much people listening to them and following them? I hope so. Just like I hope we could have a government that is proud to tell us, to boast about all the things it's doing. Yeah, I moved the $700 million, and this is what I did with them for $700 million. This is what I did. Can you imagine a government moving $700 million and not boasting about what they did with it? Why would you not? I keep telling you that whenever you see politicians unwilling to tell you what they did and did about something, that's because they ain't proud of it. That's the truth. They are not proud. When politicians are proud of what they're doing, even if they move a little piece of candy from this point to the next point, they'll come and tell you, boy, you know, I moved that candy from point A to point B. They're proud to tell you that. They call the whole press conference, all the press there. What do you call us here for? Because we move candy from A to B. Because they're proud of it. When they're not eager to tell you what they did about something or with something, they ain't proud of it. And that's the truth. And if somebody could refute that, I'd be happy for to have them come and refute it for me. You spend money in a certain way, and you ain't proud of it, you ain't want nobody to know. If you spend it in a certain way and you're proud of it, you want everybody to know. You sign a deal and you're proud of it, you're happy to publish it. Happy. You sign a deal and you don't want to publish it, but you reluctantly publish it because you ain't proud of it. Sign a contract and you ain't proud of it. You don't want nobody to know. You sign a contract and you're proud of it, you call the whole press. And you have a big celebration about it. So I tell people, if I ask and they don't answer me, their answer is all the answer I need. The answer is, I'm not proud of what I did, so I'm not telling you. Where's the Minister of Energy? If you're proud of where the Minister of Energy is and why you can't hear from him, you'll tell me. But if you're not proud of where the Minister of Energy is or why you can't hear from her, you will tell me. You will say the buck stops with me. That's what you do. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to See Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're going to take another break. And then when we come back, we have a special guest for you. We're going to pay some bills. So we'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together. Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Take the pressure off this school year with a BOB Back to School loan. Borrow the funds you need for tuition, tech, and everything your children need to excel. Apply, get approved, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and you could win one of 3 Apple iPads. Offer ends September 4th. Terms and conditions apply. Back to school made easy with BOB, your bank of solutions.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Come and experience Grammy-nominated Best New Artist Dua Lipa
at Bahama on December 29th. Enjoy an evening of pop sounds and dance the night away.
For tickets and more information, visit Bahama.com.
One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities.
Dua Lipa live.
One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like
Dua Lipa live.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Final word. Thank God for these political parties, FNM and PLP and DNA and COI and all of them challenging. May they get stronger and stronger. They all compete to the point where the mama said, "Oh, I have such good choices to make." Instead of saying, "I'm trying to choose between the lesser of two evils," which I don't believe. But why would anybody choose the lesser of two evils? Why would you choose evil at all? Of course, I don't believe that. But I mean, I'm saying people say that. But you don't have to say that, right? Mr. Ian Thomas of Direct Marketers is with us today. Mr. Thomas, how are you?
I go
good. Ian, you was about six when in 1992.
Come on, I was going on seven. You think I die young?
I'm trying to give you a little bit of youth, man.
I'm trying to show you that. I like that. But
hey, that's what I'm trying. Man, you're telling people about bully pill and thing. He's trying to give you some youth.
Which Chicago like me, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen,
What you got?
Hey, man, start this thing off properly. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ian Thomas, and I am here from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you've got a business and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212. That's 552-0212. Dial 552-0212. That's 552-0212. I see my beautiful, sexy friend out there in the production part. I got to give her a hail before I leave here. But Chicago Lang, man, listen, it's a wonderful, beautiful day. I was outside. It's so hot, but I love it. And individuals know.
That's because you be driving around in air conditioned.
I do drive around air conditioned, and that is going to segue straight into what I'm going to say right now. If you like driving around in air conditioned and you like moving where you got to go, you need to have your car properly filled. You know, when your car is properly filled, it drives so much smoother and it's going to last long. It's more efficient, so forth. So I want you guys, if you're going to go and get gas today or anytime through the week or whenever it is, you got to go to Porky's Service Station. They're located East Street South. Porky's Service Station. He just called me this morning. That's Mr. Dorsett, the whole Dorsett family down there. And he says, "Ian, I was going to wait till next week, but I can't wait any longer." Right now, Porky's has the least expensive. They tell me, don't use cheap. But then we stop using cheap. They got the least expensive fuel right now. You can fill up for $6.69. Other places is $7 and more. If you guys have been looking at the papers and how the rates are right now, you can find them in your local paper or online. Right now, Porky's fuel is $6.69. And if you're looking for diesel, you're only paying $6.84. So both of these are below the $7 mark, where everybody else is paying those absorbent prices. And like I said, Porky's is located East Street South. You can go down there and check them out. Wonderful people. The pumps are always moving. They're 24 hours. If you need some snacks or anything, you can walk inside there and pick up nice, cool drinks and chips and sodas and gum and chocolate and all the different types of things. Not to mention even little items like tin of cream and Pampas and ladies' personal items and personal items for men too as well. So you want to go check out Porky's. Porky's Service Station, they're located East Street South. Check them out. They got the best prices on the island. Gasoline, $6.69 and diesel, $6.84. I hear people are traveling far just to come there. So you guys then will drive jitney, taxi, livery, big tractors and trailers, all those things. You want to save money, you're going to go to Porky's. You're going to save a lot. Also, I want to let you guys know right now, Porky's has the best prices on Japanese vehicles. A lot of people didn't know that Porky's sells vehicles. He got a nice selection of Japanese vehicles down there on his lot, 2017s and up, low mileage, in so many different colors. You got work trucks, Jeeps, Honda Fits, Honda Diesel. I think that's a proper way for me to say it. They got Suzuki's, Toyota Corolla. They got the Toyota Corolla Cross. That's what I meant to say. That's 40,000 miles. All air conditioned, all push start, reverse cameras in some of the vehicles. So if you're looking for a car at a great, great price, you want to go check them out. Imagine you could be driving in 72 hours because they don't do in-house financing. But if you go check out Porky's, he'll call me and I'll turn you guys on to one of the lending companies I'm working along with. So great cars down there. Like I said, they got Honda Fits, hybrid, nice big wheels, all the bells and whistles, he says. 2023 Honda Diesel, great shape it's in, nice white one. 2016 Nissan X-Trail. It's a great family car. 2019 Suzuki Boxer, that's burgundy. It's a nice hybrid vehicle. 2021 Toyota Corolla Cross, low mileage hybrid, and that's great. And a 2016 Toyota Aqua, I think it's Aqua and white. Toyota, it's Aqua and white, and it's a hybrid. So Porky's got a great selection of cars down there. Go check them out, East Street South, and tell them me and Shivago, tell you I'll come down there. And hey, when you put up there, man, look at my Porky, work it out, man. You saying, man?
I
want
no. I want no loans for no car. Why you don't just lend me a car?
Ladies and gentlemen, people who want it all, I'll take Shivago Lang for $400. He want it all, man. He want it all. Hey, listen, your man, Shivago's killing me. Listen, yeah. Back to school. It's all about back to school. If you think getting expensive when you think about the clothing and everything, you also have to take into factor about getting them their lunch. You want great deals on food? You got to go to Little General's. Little General convenience store. You know where they're located. They're located East Street South. Not a place East Street South. Right down the road from Parky. East Street South. Everybody knows best prices on the island when it comes to grocery for your entire family. So whether you're looking for meat and dairy and fruits and dry goods, toiletries, nobody beats Little General. They got the best price on everything you need for your baby, like baby food and washing detergent for newborns. They got top brands like Huggies and Pampers to keep your little one dry and comfortable. And if you need snacks for school, it's back to school time once again. There's no other place you want to go but Little General. They got chips and drinks and Lunchables, all the things your little one likes. Plus, you can also save big on Capri Sun, Gatorade, Vitamalts, all the types of chips they want. They got juices and coffee and cookies, body wash, and so much more. Everything to get your little one ready for school and also for yourself as well. So I think I was there, and I think they said they were going to be bringing in some composition books, if I'm not mistaken. You can't hold me to that because I know things could get caught up right now with shipping. But they got everything for back to school. Don't spend big money just going in those regular food stores. You want great deals so you can buy in bulk and so much and so forth. Go check out Damien Turnquist down there in Little General. He's got everything sorted out. Remember, Little General, they're not open up on Saturdays. So that's Monday through Friday. Then they're closed on Saturday, and they're open back up Sunday, and they're open up late, like around 11 o'clock. How does that sound to you, Shivago Lang?
I mean, listen, I wake up with you and your folk, man. You do what you gotta do.
That's what I'm trying to say. Also, people have been asking me, Ian, you've been talking about their chicken. What kind of chicken? I talk about they got the freshest chicken leg quarters. They got chicken wings, not to mention big juicy turkey and turkey portions. You can find all these things, the best cuts of lamb chop, pork chop, and steak. They also have an extensive line of hair and beauty supplies for you adults and for the little ones going back to school. And
you remember when turkey wing was really cheap?
I remember that. That was a very long time ago, Shivago Lang.
Yeah, yeah. But you could get a deal at Little General. You can get a deal at Little General.
This is the place where I send a lot of people in. And anybody over a certain age, you know, you and I were just talking about age. Anybody over a certain age knows that these that this company has been a staple in the Bahamas for so many years.
Yeah.
I remember, from when I was at the College of the Bahamas. That's what I'm trying to say. I remember my uncle. He's passed away now. He used to be fixing the cars on the weekend and everything like that. And then we'd jump in a car and go down there. That was the only food store that was open. Now other food stores and little mom and pop stores have followed suit and done the same thing because, you know, we've become more progressive as a people. But you, there you go. Boy, these people love up Zhivago Line, boy. Yeah, man. So you want to go check out Little General. Also, I want to let you guys know, if you know someone need a job, they got a police record, have a good outlook and want to do something with a nice job, you can go down there and fill out a form and you could possibly work along with the team. Great team of people down there. Like I said, Mr. Turnquest, either cashiers or someone in the stock room or someone who's stocking the aisles. So if you know someone needing a job, 18 and older, go check out Little General right down there. Let me give you the phone number. 325-5798. That's 325-5798. This is for Little General's food store right there, East Street South. 325-5798. Mr. Turnquist, man, everyone would like to thank you guys for doing an incredible job. And when I leave from here, I'm going down there too because I got to pick up something from my uncle on the way going home.
You got to buy some corned beef.
I got to go get some. I got to get some. Make some fire engine. I like when people do gourmet corned beef. They put some corn in the rice and
I don't like that. But you know, I do something these people is speak.
Tell me about it. Tell me.
I said he put a little sugar in the corned beef.
You serious?
Yeah, a little sugar.
Not much.
Not much, but I had to have a little sweet from her.
Okay.
I don't want to hear from none of y'all. Don't text my show talking to me about how I want to eat my corned beef. Do not text the show.
Yeah, but I've seen some.
I also like corned beef with cabbage.
I heard about that.
Well, yeah.
Some people even throw some mushrooms in it.
Yeah. I could do that too.
Yeah, you can fix it up, man.
Make it a little healthier.
Make it really good. Yeah, man. I had no fire engine for a long time, and you making me think about that right now.
With the greatest respect to you, you're a rich man. You only eat at these highfalutin restaurants.
That this is true.
You don't eat no fire engine.
This is true. I cannot lie. Yeah, yeah. But okay. I want to go ahead and live amongst the common people and go ahead and have some fire. Anybody who got a good recipe of fire engine, man, hit me up, man. And what's my phone number? So in case you individuals have heard about some products I've spoken about in the past, and you said, you know, I always wanted to ask him about this. Do you have any more of this, any more of that? Don't forget my phone number. Please write it down. 552-0212-512. Just spoke to Terry, Mr. Camp, at Premix Precision Mix Concrete Limited. I got to say it properly. I love this company. Mr. Kemp and I'll call him Terry. He and I have been working now together for over a year. It was like pulling teeth to let him know, hey, listen, I really want to promote your company. But after a while, he says, Ian, you know, I like what you're doing. And we've developed a relationship and now it's ongoing. It's a local Bahamian company that operates with their own factory. They manufacture the best blend and highest grade of concrete for all projects. So you must be living under a rock if you haven't seen one of those huge concrete pump trucks driving around on our roads or on their way to a work site where they deliver the most freshest, ready to apply concrete for every size project imaginable. Contractors, they love the fact that it's no more running to building supply companies trying to figure out how much sand, rock, and cement they need to purchase for a particular job that they're working on. They just call Premix Precision Mix Concrete Limited. Premix, they give them a call. And they come on over and, I mean, they just handle everything. Last year, I was doing a patio / pavilion in addition to my house. And the process was so easy. My mason came on over. They cleared the area down, framed it up, with the lumber. And the truck came through and they poured the concrete which cured by the next day. And by that weekend, we were able to have a nice event on that same foundation, and everything turned out wonderfully, wonderfully. So whether you need a patio, a porch, a driveway, or you're erecting a brand new structure, it's pre-mixed concrete for me, and I want them to be your choice also. I'm going to give you the phone number, 361-8930. That's 361-8930. One more time for pre-mixed precision mixed concrete, limited, I got to say that, 361-8930. And where are they located? They're right on the City Dump Landfill Road. That's right off of Tonic Williams Darlin Highway. So go check them out. You guys probably already know them, but you got a nice size project to do. Don't be trying to do all the calculations for what you need to buy. Just get the concrete truck, comes up there, pour, and they leave. Makes your life so much easy. Are we looking on time? You got a commercial coming up?
We got to take a break. We got to take a break. We got to take a break, and then when we come back, you know you can do the do.
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Library here right now with the one and only Ian Thomas of Direct Marketers. We'll be back right after this break.
Take a stand, everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Buddy, you always try to get the best hot.
Of course. I know good pizza when I see.
But I call it the pepperoni and sausage.
Nah, man. Give me the ham and green pepper.
Easy. With the new Duo pizza from Little Caesars, nobody has to chew. One half loaded with Parmesan, pepperoni, and Italian sausage. The other half topped with veggie seasoning, ham, and green peppers.
Now that's a winning hot.
The Duo pizza. Double the flavor for only $13 VAT inclusive. Only at Little Caesars Bahamas.
Pizza.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion for everywhere in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Take the pressure off this school year with a BOB Back to School loan. Borrow the funds you need for tuition, tech, and everything your children need to excel. Apply, get approved, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and you could win one of three Apple iPads. Offer ends September 4th. Terms and conditions apply. Back to school made easy with BOB, your bank of solutions.
Stand, everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Ian Thomas Live. So glad you could join us here today. I'm Shivago Lang, his guest. We're talking about all the products that Direct Marketers promotes on Ian Thomas Live. Welcome. Thanks for having me on your show today, sir.
Oh, Shivago, there's no problem. You know, I was trying to schedule you in the other day, but a lot of people keep on calling me because they want to come on the show.
I understand.
You know,
I understand.
But I said, you know, let me bring Shivago in and just give him a chance. You know, I know you're an up and comer. You know, you're just trying to get your feet wet in this whole thing. You're not too nervous today, are you?
No. But you know, people are already calling me talking about my cabbage and my sugar and my garlic. I tell you all, do not call or text me.
In the name of Jesus, let Don eat what he want to eat.
Yeah, man, that's my food.
Hey, listen here, man. People are asking me right now. They said, Ian, they said, I'm glad that you said something about the grocery for back to school. Where they go to Little General. Now it's time for some clothing, ladies and gentlemen. I am telling you, I got more than four niece and nephew going back to school. But the four ones who's always hound me all the time, they're going back to school. They some little ones, all them under 10, I believe. Yeah, all them under 10. So, listen, I tell their parents, because they call me, you know, say, Ian, you represent so many different companies. Where do I go to get the uniform? I say you need to go to Melissa Sayers Uniform Center. Why? Because they're the number one uniform company in the Bahamas. You got to go there and check them out for back to school right now. So on Saturday, I was down there, and I'm telling you, it was crazy. Everyone came. People came from miles down there and came to Melissa Sayers. And when I say down there, I'm talking about two locations. I visited both of them. They got one in the mall at Marathon, and the other one is East Street. Now, they're telling me, don't say East Street South. The company says East Street South, but here my friends are telling me, we don't consider anything before the highway south. They say that's just Midway. So they're on East Street then before you reach the East-West Highway. So that's Melissa Sayers. I got to tell you, they have the best quality in uniforms, school uniforms, I should say, at the most affordable prices. So I'm begging you guys, don't go any other place when you want uniforms for your little ones. You got to go to Melissa Sayers, whether that little your little one is starting school for the first time, or they might be in senior high. Go down there. Remember, Melissa Sayers has uniforms for children of all ages, all sizes, I should say, and shapes. Because, you know, these little kids come in different body types and everything. You say, Mother said he's short and round, and she's tall and slim and all these different things. And speaking about that, you can go and get everything. They have a nice alteration section. So when you purchase something and you say, you know what, you want it to be a little bit more snug or something to be let out a little bit more, they can have their tailors, professional tailors, I should say, and seamstresses on staff to make all the proper adjustments. So what can you get when you go down there to Melissa Sayers? You can purchase pants, shirts, skirts, blouses, jumpers, tunics, ties, belts, socks, and ribbons. So once again, all the jumpers and skirts and pants, blouses, belts, socks, ribbons, like I said, pants, everything down there is at Melissa Sayers. These are ready to go uniforms, ladies and gentlemen. You just go down there and try them on and you go. Like any alterations needed, I tell you, they can do it themselves. Another thing what I like about them is that they do these things in record time. So you don't have to wait, especially now that the back to school is creeping on us quickly. Their turnaround time is either in 24 to 48 hours. You don't have no long wait like them other places. I can't call their name, of course. A special is happening right now. You buy four school shirts, you get the fifth one absolutely free. No other place is doing that. Four school shirts, get the fifth one absolutely free, and that includes the embroidery as well. You know, the embroidery right there on the phronogram, embroidery, what else they call them? Embroidery, monogram, they have another name, whatever you want to call them.
The little patch wide.
Yeah, they got that right down there. And like I spoke to Mr. Bryce earlier. He says, Ian, make sure let the people know that your school uniform is going to last long when you purchase from Melissa Sayers. So a lot of parents, if you believe in saving money and saving money is important to you, I want you to go to Melissa Sayers and get the uniform right now for them. Like I said, they have uniforms for all kids going to public or private school. Whether you live in Nassau, Freeport, Long Island, whatever island you live on, they have the uniform for them. Once again, Melissa Sayers has two locations, Mall at Marathon and East Street South. It's so convenient. You go down there. Let me give you the phone number, 322-7347. 322-7347. 322, it's Melissa Sayers, 322-7347. Like I said, if saving money is important to you and your child looking properly attired, and the uniform ain't swimming on them, it's properly fit and everything, and you want to save money, go to the number one uniform store in the Bahamas, which is Melissa Sayers Uniform Center, two locations, Mall at Marathon, East Street South, and 322-7347.
You used to wear uniform?
Of course, I used to wear a uniform, man. I love my uniform. I look so smart in it. You know, and I've been to school. We've been to school a long time ago. So you had the you had them days when you had straight leg pants. Then you had the days when, you know, the legs was a little wider. You know,
I was in the straight leg era.
Your leg straight leg and your leg Clarkson.
If your pants was a little wide, it was a problem.
People used to tease you. Dudes would show up with a little ruler and try and measure it. Less than 6.5 inches. Otherwise, they say, boy, where you going with these wide leg? You think we in the 70s, eh? Boy, kids, something else, boy. Yeah. So go down there and get yourself and make your child look good. If your children look good, your children are a representation of you. Am I right, Chivago Line?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So you go in there, you make sure the children look good in the uniform, and you make sure that they have the proper food, and that's why you go and you get the food from Lil General. So these are some incredible things that you have to factor in when you're getting your children back to school. Now, I was just talking to some people who live in Carmichael Road. They said the electricity had just gone off. I don't know if your electricity is still off out there, ladies and gentlemen. But if you're looking for a generator, either you're looking for the big standby generator, so when your electricity goes off, it kicks right in. You want to go ahead and get a generator, a Generac generator. They have them on sale right now. 7.5 kilowatts, $42.95, 14 kilowatt, $6,295, and a 22 kilowatt, $7,895. Get yourself a generator, and you will be happy about that. Also, people have been calling me, I need that eye honey. They have floaters and blurriness in their eyes. Some people might be dealing with cataracts or glaucoma. Get the Jimirito eye honey. The price is only $75. You put 2 or 3 drops in a week, boom, in a matter of under a month, you will see your vision starting to clear up. Get that Jimirito eye honey. It's only $75. Give me a call, Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 552-0212. I got 1 minute left. Lord, let's see if I can do this. You need a paternity test done. Call DNA Direct at 324-0665. Get a DNA test for as low as $450. No needles or blood involved. Find out if someone's your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your grandfather, or your grandchild. Call DNA Direct, 324-0665. DNA test for as low as $450. Also, people have been asking me about privacy screen. Tired of people looking in your yard? Put up the privacy screen on your fence. 50 feet long, 6 feet tall, only $189. You want to give me a call, 552-0212. And also the bully pill. Ladies and gentlemen, the bully pill is selling like crazy. If you know somebody, a male, who's dealing with ED, that's erectile dysfunction, and you say, you know what, I want to do something different for him, or you're a man, you're dealing with yourself, give me a call. It's an all-natural pill. You take one pill, I'll drink some water, half an hour, you're ready to grow. That's a good one. You're going to have a nice, strong erection.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's coming off the show, right?
Nice, strong erection, and you'll be the hardest guy in the neighborhood. Get yourself the bully pill. $55, 5 pills. Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 552-0212. That's 552-0212.
Take it easy, Ian. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago, your host. Like, we'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a great, great afternoon.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.